Dr. Stephen Shirley.
Why don't both of y'all quit lying?
If you loved him, you wouldn't be cheating on him.
We're going to stop this today.
You ask for more strawberry lemonade.
Yeah.
We're giving you more classic strawberry lemonade.
I can't believe we got this letter.
Shut your damn mouth.
Say something.
I slapped the taste out your mouth.
On the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is good.
Hello.
Why should I not? Shirley and Steve, there are no underlying secret codes to be cracked in this letter. I am just going to put it out there. Here we go. I was madly and foolishly in love with a man about 14 years ago. I thought we were in a committed and monogamous relationship, but I later discovered that I was one of many women he was screwing over. Before the relationship ended, I learned he had women in every state from Florida to Ohio. He was a low-down, dirty, two-legged dog. Our relationship ended for two reasons. One, he was a dog, and two, I became pregnant, and he demanded that I abort his child, which I did. The relationship ended shortly following. Now, here is my problem. I recently learned that this man is a pastor. I am a firm believer that people can change their ways, their lives, and find God. But on the same token, I believe it takes a great deal of reconciliation and seeking the forgiveness of those you have hurt before anyone should stand before the children of God in the house of the Lord and call themselves a preacher. This man has not reconciled anything with me. He was having unprotected sex with me. Note, because I thought we were in a committed and monogamous relationship, in parentheses, when in reality he was having unprotected sex with multiple women during the height of the AIDS epidemic.
Wow.
He, as well as I, aborted a life. Why? Because he demanded that I do so, or that I would be left giving birth to and raising this child on my own. He told me that he had a career to attend to and that he did not have time for kids. Well, I had a career too, and I was not going to tie a Negro down with a child he did not want. He messed over my affections and endangered my life, as well as those of many other unsuspecting women. Here's the deal. I am just one Sunday from going to his church, and during the altar call, and I'm going to call this man out. His dirty, doggin', selfish deeds will be revealed before the entire congregation. Signed, Why Should I Not?
Won't you come?
The doors of the church are open. All right. Dear Why Should I Not? I mean, really, come on. You know, there's got to be something wrong with you. And I'm going to tell you what it is. You're vindictive. You're revengeful. You're bitter. And you're just plain ugly acting. Why, after all this time, 14 years to be exact, would you want to embarrass and bring down this man who's obviously done something you haven't, and that's gotten his life together and moved on? You contradict yourself when you say you are a firm believer that people can change their ways, their lives, and find God. Hello, isn't that what your ex has done? I mean, you know, I guess it would be nice if he came crawling back to you and asked you for forgiveness and talked about how he wronged you, etc. But, you know, why can't it be enough for you that he's gotten his life right with God, you know, as it should be? People like you really get on my nerves, lady. You really do. I say to you, get a life, grow up, and stop living in the past, because those choices you made, guess what, are the choices you made about your
Hello.
Life.
Hello.
Steve?
I'm just one Sunday from going to his church, and during altar call, I'm going to call this man out. His dirty, dog, and selfish deeds will be revealed before his entire congregation. Sign, Why Should I Not? Well, let me tell you why you shouldn't, but I hope you do go down there and do that, because this is what's going to happen to your stupid behind. You're going to stand up at this man's church, and you're going to shout him out. Then guess what he's going to do? All he's going to say is, yeah, I did it. Mm-hmm. That's how far God has bought me. I'm a changed man. If God can deliver a man like me, he can certainly deliver you from your dilemma. Then you gonna be standing there looking like the fool you was for writing us this letter and for going down there to that man's church. Like Shirley said, 14 years ago. Now you doing all this. Oh, it's a cold in here to be cracked.
Yes.
You just don't want Steve to crack it. Like I said, I hope you do it. But would you please notify me of where this church is and what city it's in so I can fly in for it. Because, see, I want to be sitting in the congregation when your stupid behind stands up and reveals this at altar call. Do you know what altar call is? It's when a man opens up the doors of the church and give people a chance, an opportunity to turn their life over to God.
Right.
Now, you going to be the devil of all devils and jump up and try to point this man out. Do you know the hate that's fitting to come your way from the saints?
She's going to see you're how Christian they really are. You, come on, Shirley.
Go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry.
Was I in your answer?
I interrupted.
Oops.
Come on, Cole Cracker.
Now, see, so now, the man, all the man going to say is, yeah, I did it 14 years ago. God has delivered me from that lifestyle, and I'm here to let everybody know if you need delivering, God can deliver you too. Now, you're going to be standing there looking like a fool. But you said in your letter that there's no underlying secret codes to be cracked in this letter. I'm just going to put it out there. Here I go. Well, I got news for you. Let's just go down and find all the codes I found in your letter. I thought we were in a committed and monogamous relationship. Oh, did you? But I later discovered that I was one of a whole lot of women. Before I learned that he had women in every state from Florida to Ohio. And you didn't know this? If he got women from Florida to Ohio, where was you fitting in the time scheme of things? Did you notice days on the end you wouldn't hear from him and see him? Did you wonder how that was your man, how he just disappeared? Did that occur to you, or you thought that's normally how a relationship go? Okay, that's the first code. Then later on you said the problem is our relationship ended for two reasons. He was a dog, and two, I became pregnant, and he demanded that I abort his child, which I did. Excuse me, that's his fault. Did not you decide to have an abortion also? Ain't nobody put you at gunpoint and take you down to the clinic. After listening to him, did not you, lady, decide you was going to abort this child? He made you do nothing. You agreed with him. Mm-hmm. See, take responsibility for your end of the deal, okay? Then you go in the letter and say, here's my problem. I recently learned that this man is a pastor. Okay, hold on. How is that your problem after 14 years?
Come on. Come on.
See, but you know why it's your problem? Because you hanging on to the past.
There
and like Bishop Jake said, you can't embrace the future if you're going to keep holding on to the past. Stop. You ain't got but two hands. And both your hands is clearly wrapped around the past. So now this man that got his life together and moved on, now that's a problem for you. How you been following this man, stalking him where he live? How you know he a pastor? See, you keeping track of this man. Now it's your problem. See, you want the man to stay in this misery like you in it. But now he done found God, moved on with his life, and became a better man. But whoa. I want the dog back. Why you ain't in misery like me? Because I'm stuck in misery. See, there you go. Now, then you went on to lie and say this is a code right here. You lie. You recently learned that this man is a pastor. You're a firm believer that people can change their ways and find God. But on the same token, listen to this, y'all. I believe it takes a great deal of reconciliation and seeking the forgiveness of those you hurt before anyone should stand before the children of God in the house of the Lord. Who are you?
Right.
That ain't in the Bible nowhere.
No.
When you go to God, you're supposed to just go to God. If he was had to seek your forgiveness in order for him to go to God, he'll never get to God. Because guess what? You would never forgive him. You and a whole lot of people. See, it's people like you I can't stand. Now, you want this man to come and forgive, get your forgiveness before he go to the Lord. Man, he'll never get to the Lord if he waiting on funky people like you to give him some forgiveness. Because you're a human being. You ain't fitting to forgive this man. Remember now, you the same woman that's going to go down to the church in front of him.
Right.
So now he'll still be getting over there to the Lord waiting on you. Oh, you a trip lady right here. It's a lot of codes in your letter. Then you went on to say a couple other things. This man has not reconciled anything with me. He was having unprotected sex with me. Correction, lady. We was having unprotected sex. This is not date rape. You all were seeing each other. You were allowing this to go down.
That's
See,
right.
The unprotected sex, may I remind you, you aborted a child. That's how you become pregnant. You have unprotected sex. So when you have a baby, ain't no need of you talking about no, what wrong? You had unprotected sex. Now you done aborted the baby. Now you talking about we had unprotected sex. He had unprotected sex. No, lady, we had unprotected sex. There's tons of codes in your letter. The problem is you don't want to take blame for none of the mistakes you've made. You got duped by a man. You ain't the first woman this didn't happen to. But learn from your mistakes. You didn't grill him enough. You didn't question him enough. You didn't get prior commitments from him. Then after you became pregnant, then you wanted a commitment. So you get the commitment before you get pregnant. Don't be stupid. See, first of all, make sure he your man before y'all go somewhere and have a baby. You can't have the baby then talking about now you my man. Ho, 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 ho. He gone. You know how many women can tell you this story? So please, lady, the code that's in this letter is learn to take responsibility yourself. It ain't the pastor's fault. Now, what you should do maybe is, if it'll make you feel better, why don't you go to God? There Find out if God can fix you up from your past. Because you know what? You hanging on to it way too hard. In the words of Bishop Jakes, half the people can't embrace the future because they keep holding on to the past.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.